Sports coverage of the 2018 NHL Draft on 560 WQAM. Live from Dallas. Presented by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant. Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. All this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach, your World Soccer Tournament headquarters, where you can see all the games.
Welcome to American Airlines Center here in Dallas, Texas. Day two coverage of the 2018 NHL Draft right here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans here alongside Red Deer Randy Moeller on the draft floor here in Dallas as we get ready to begin day two, which will include rounds 2 through 7. The second round of the draft getting going here very shortly, and the Panthers will be on the clock very shortly. The Panthers hold the third pick today, the 34th overall pick. The first five picks in this second round held by Atlantic Division teams. So some familiar clubs around the league are going to be selecting early on here in day two. But the Panthers, pick number 34, no doubt they're going to get a good player there at that one. We'll go through what the Panthers did last night as we go through our two-hour coverage here on day two of the NHL draft. We'll talk about last night's 15th pick. Panthers chose Grigory Denisenko, a left winger out of Russia. We will have the 34th pick coming your way soon. After that, we will have that 34th pick, I believe, joining us downstairs here on Radio Row, hopefully right after that selection. And then, of course, we'll have other guests throughout the hour to chat with here from Dallas. So lots to cover here on day two of the draft. The Panthers pick in the second round. They pick in the sixth round. They have two picks in the seventh round. Remember, they traded the fourth and fifth round picks. But Randy, an exciting day one, and we're ready for a big day two, and the Panthers are going to be picking here pretty soon.
Well, this is where the scouts earn their money, and in day number two, because the latter rounds is where you get those gems. And these scouts for all the teams, and especially for the Florida Panthers that have covered tens of thousands of miles over the last 6, 7, 8 months, this is where their work will pay off. Who will the Panthers take very early here in the second round? And then we've got a little bit of a delay before they pick in the sixth and the seventh round, as you mentioned. But the Panthers are looking for what they consider a first-round draft pick here early in the second. They know they're going to get a quality pick. Who will they take? And as you mentioned, we're going to have a lot of guests that are going to drop by. John Van Beesbrouck, the Beezer, who is now got a prominent role in USA Hockey. He will drop by, plus Jameson Olive. Of course, you know him on FloridaPanthers.com. He will drop by and give his opinion on how the Panthers have done through the first day.
The star of After 40.
After 40, that's right. And then we'll have a lot more as well as Panther personnel will be dropping by. So we got a little coverage here. We're in beautiful Dallas, and we'll see what happens very early here in the second round.
And we will be getting things going here in round two very soon. Now, the Panthers picking number 34. You mentioned it, Randy. I talked to Jason Buchla, the Panthers' director of amateur scouting, yesterday morning before day one got going. And I mentioned they had the 15 pick, the 34 pick, so a chance to really get two first-round type talents. Yeah. And in a deep draft like this, that was what he said was really what excited them about this, was that they had those two picks in the first 34. And of course, going with a forward last night, we'll see if they go with another forward here. In the NHL draft, it sounds cliche, but it seems like best player available is always the direction you go, especially once you get past those first few picks, because you're talking about guys that could be 2 years to 3 years away at that point in time, depending on what their course of action is here at this point in their hockey career. But again, the Panthers picked a Russian left winger, 15th overall, Grigory Denisenko. Seen some highlights online. He has some electrifying puck handling ability. Dale Talon last night after the draft, when he talked about him, mentioned his energy quite a bit. So we will get to some sound bites from Dale Talon here shortly, but you heard his energy. That was what Dale Talon was mentioning a lot, and the comparisons that we heard thrown around after he was chosen certainly raised some eyebrows as well. Shows you that he is a talented player out of Russia. The Panthers chose 15th overall.
Well, as you and I talked about it last night in our day one coverage, how the game, the NHL game, and the game of hockey overall worldwide has changed. It's become a very skilled game. The quickness, the fast pace, the days of the dinosaurs of lumbering defensemen and big hulking wingers are going on the wayside. As the game now is so fast, it's so quick, and we're seeing that, including the Florida Panthers, especially with Dale Talon in their first-round pick last night. A middle-sized Russian winger. And the Panthers, Dale Talon has mentioned that they are very solid up the middle. Center ice is their strong point. Defense, number two. So they're looking for offense from the wingers. And that was reflective in their first pick last night, 15th overall. And also, too, with the Panthers, with the transaction that they were able to complete with the San Jose Sharks via the Ottawa Senators and getting Mike Hoffman, a scoring winger, fast winger as well, to help him on the offensive side.
And you mentioned Panthers President Hockey Operations General Manager Dale Talon. We have some sound from him after last night's day one of the NHL draft. Here is Dale Talon on selecting Grigory Denisenko.
Well, we were a little nervous. We didn't think he'd get there. We were hoping he would get there. We liked his dynamic energy, great skill, and he plays aggressively, and he has really good speed and gets to the scoring areas really well, and not afraid to get his nose dirty, and competes hard, hits hard, got great personality, so we're excited. It adds depth again to our forward line. Just excited about his ability and his chance to develop, and he's got high energy, and I just love his personality. It's infectious, and he's a dynamic player that'll really help. We're so strong up the middle that we need, we're adding scoring on the wings now, and we're going to have depth throughout every line, and I'm excited about this kid.
So there's Dale Talon talking about Grigory Denisenko right there, and the Panthers over the last few drafts have really gotten some good players out of Europe. Here is Dale Talon on drafting European talent.
We don't care where they come from as long as they can play, and this kid's playing, like what's happening. I think things have changed so dramatically overseas, especially in Russia, with guys having to do it individually and do more of it on their own. They're more apt to come over here now and play and be less restricted. And most of the kids, the best interviews in the combine this year in the last couple of years have been a lot of the Russian guys. They got a lot of spunk, personality, and they're not afraid to express themselves. Whereas before they were a little more reluctant, maybe didn't trust as much. But now it's an open market. It's a global game, and you got to change your ways a bit. You look at my past. I wasn't a big European draft guy earlier in my career, but now things have changed, and the game has changed.
Dale Talon right there, and we'll get to talking more about Grigory Denisenko in just a moment, but also Dale Talon, when he stepped up to the microphone last night to announce that pick, he dedicated that 15th overall pick to an original Panther, an original part of the Panthers organization, Bill Torrey, who passed away not long ago. And here's Dale Talon on dedicating that 15th overall pick to Mr. Bill Torrey.
Well, Bill Torrey was a huge, reason I came to Florida and the reason I stayed in Florida was because of Bill. I'd lost my father, and Bill was not only a dear friend, but a father figure for me. And he and I talked every day, more than five or six times a day. A lot of it were butt dials because he didn't handle the phone very well. But I love the man. He's a classy guy. I've never met a finer gentleman than Bill, and I really miss him. And I think the hockey world will miss him. And we should all of us act more like he did as far as moving forward. I just love the guy.
So Panthers President Hockey Operations General Manager Dale Talon right there. And again, we'll talk about Grigory Denisenko and that 15th overall pick in a moment. But just a class gesture last night as Dale Talon stepped up and dedicated the 15th overall pick to Mr. Torrey, who again was part of the Panthers organization, the original president of the Panthers going back to 1993, and has been with the organization for so long. And Randy, I know you'd been around Mr. Torrey for a long time as well.
Well, and then Mr. Torrey as well. I very similar to Dale Talon. Mr. Torrey gave me my opportunity after my playing days were over with the Florida Panthers. He gave me an opportunity to stay with the organization and experience and get experience in a lot of different areas in the organization and that. So I'll always be grateful to Mr. Torrey. We miss him every day. He used to be in the office almost every day and that. But it is kind of surreal, and it's a different draft without Bill Torrey. He'd been part of this the drafting here since the 60s. And I know everybody had wandered by the Panthers table to express their condolences to all the other teams from all the other tables.
So certainly we certainly miss Mr. Bill Torrey as we go through this NHL draft here. And Randy, as it is the NHL draft, that means we do have a schedule for the 18-19 season. If you haven't seen the Panthers schedule yet, you can cruise over to floridapanthers.com. You can see that. You can see when the Panthers have some of their biggest games this season. Lots of weekend games. Again, 954-835-PUCK to work on the ticket package that might work for you. If you want to talk about that for next season, you can go to floridapanthers.com and find the schedule. It's the 25th anniversary season, Randy.
Yeah, and the Florida Panthers 2018-19 season tickets are on sale now. And you get exclusive benefits for season ticket holders. The this coming season will be one to remember. The benefits including the 25th anniversary merchandise discount at Pantherland, priority access to BB&T Center concerts and events, and lots, lots more. Learn how you can become a part of the Panthers territory by visiting floridapanthers.com/ticketcentral or call the puck line at 954-835-PUCK and tomorrow morning, and get excited about the Panthers as they will start their season very early in October. But it's a busy time as well, Doug, because right after the draft here, we barely catch our breath, and the Panthers will be hosting their D camp, their development camp that will be taking place at the Ice Den in Coral Springs. And here's an opportunity to come on out and see some of the future Florida Panthers. You can go on floridapanthers.com and see the schedule as well, and we'll see some of these, including hopefully the Panthers' first-round draft pick, Denisenko.
And you go through some of the top young players on the Panthers right now, and they were part of development camps earlier on when they were just getting started. So certainly a good chance for everybody to come out and see some of the young guys here this week. What do you think? We'll step away real quick. We'll come back, and we'll get things going here on day two of the draft. Folks, this is day two coverage of the NHL draft. We'll be right back. Panthers on the clock soon right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Radio.com. Back to coverage of the 2018 NHL Draft live from Dallas. Presented by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Your World Soccer Tournament headquarters where you can watch all the games.
Welcome back to Dallas. Round two coverage underway. The Buffalo Sabres have selected Matias Samuelsson to kick things off with the 32nd pick here on day two. So the Red Wings now have selected Jonathan Berggren at number 33, so that means the Panthers are on the clock with their second-round pick number 34. As they're on the clock right now, Doug Plagans, Red Deer, Randy Muller here with you live from Dallas. Day two coverage of the NHL draft right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Panthers' second pick of the draft here in the second round. They picked 15th overall, picked Grigory Denisenko in round one, so we await the Panthers' second-round selection here on the clock as we speak.
Go ahead, Florida.
Florida Panthers select from Oshawa, the Ontario Hockey League, Sarin Knoll.
So the Panthers select a right winger, Sarin Knoll, from Oshawa of the Ontario Hockey League. So the Panthers with their second round pick, Sarin Knoll, is heading the Panthers' way, and he is a 6'5", 209-pound right-shooting right winger from the Oshawa Generals of the OHL. International Scouting Services had him ranked number 14. Panthers get him at number 34 the draft.
Yeah, they said he's a power forward with a big body, and he can really skate.
So you look at his numbers from last year, 28 goals in 62 games in the OHL, and also played for Team Canada last year at the under-18. So Sarin Knoll is the Florida Panthers' second-round selection, and it looks like he's putting his jersey on right now, and we hope to have Sarah Knoll coming your way here very shortly from Radio Row right here at the NHL Draft. So over there he's meeting some of the Panthers executives and scouting staff, and you can see he's every bit of the 6'5" that they have him listed on there, Randy.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's just almost the size of Chris Pronger. Of course, the Panthers assistant to the general manager and president of hockey operations and longtime National Hockey Leaguer. And that's so, yeah, Sarin Knoll, a big right winger, 6'5". Boy, he looks like he runs on diesel and carries his own tank, as they say.
So Sarin Knoll, again, looks like he's going to be coming our way over here shortly. Over here on Radio Row. So the Panthers' second-round selection. He will turn 18 on August 8th, a 2000 birthday, as he is going to be joining us here. 17 years old, 6'5", 200 pounds, and he's played two seasons in the OHL. And there's a quote here in the Hockey News from a scout that says that he'll probably end up at 235 pounds when he's done. So, again, this is a big power forward that the Panthers have selected. And you wondered if they'd go with another forward. Having picked a winger last night, Dale Tallon talked about how after the Denisenko pick, after last night's portion of the draft, talked about how the Panthers were in a position now. They're deep down the middle, and they're adding scoring on the wings. And last night picked a left winger, and tonight picking a big power forward right winger.
That's where the Panthers' our strength is, up the middle at center ice. We all know about that with Barkov and, of course, Trocheck. But now the Panthers are filling out the depth, and we're seeing a lot of pitchers being taken now with the Panthers' second-round pick, Sarin Knoll, and with Dale Tallon, the president of hockey operations, general manager. So, and then we just saw a couple of picks go by here. Now Jet Wu has been taken, one of the more interesting names in the draft this year. Jet Wu.
He's gone to the Vancouver Canucks.
Yes, he is.
At number 37. The first pick in this second round that wasn't made by an Atlantic Division team, as you had Buffalo, Detroit, the Panthers, Montreal, and then Detroit again choosing in those first five picks here on day two. The Canadians choosing Jesse Yalonen, the son of former NHLer Juha Yalonen, at that number 35 pick. But again, the Panthers, they've made their second round choice, 34th overall, Sarin Knoll of the Oshawa Generals in the Ontario Hockey League, and he's going to be coming our way here pretty soon. We can see him down there, and again, pretty easy to spot being 6'5" tall, and he sticks out over the crowd there, so we'll have him coming our way pretty soon. But again, the Panthers adding a big power forward, and right now as it stands, the Panthers will have a little bit of time here in the draft. No choices till the sixth round now for the Panthers. They traded the third round pick to get Frank Vatrano during the season back in February, and then traded the fourth and fifth round choices in the draft earlier in the week in that Mike Hoffman deal with the San Jose Sharks that brought Mike Hoffman to the Panthers. So Panthers with a little bit of downtime as far as the picks are concerned, but as you know, there's always business to be done during the NHL draft, even when picks aren't being made. So again, I'm sure the Panthers, of course, will certainly be able to stay occupied out there, but no picks until the sixth round now. But the Panthers have made good use of these first two, adding a couple of very good wingers to the organizational depth.
Yeah, Sarin Knoll. Is it Knoll?
They announced Sarin Knoll. That's how they said it there when they announced it.
Okay, so born in 2000. Doug, my shoes. I bought my shoes that I'm wearing today in 2000. So put that in perspective. He's a young man. He's not even 18 years old.
No, won't turn 18 until August 8th.
As we mentioned, this is where the onus is on the scouts of each and individual teams, the 31 teams in the National Hockey League, because after the first round, this is where you got to know your business, and this is where the NHL teams with their scouts take some chances. They go with their gut feeling. They go with the projects. They go with who they think will be the best National Hockey League player and most consistent in the longevity of these picks. We've seen so many up and down the not only the NHL teams but the Panthers as well. You know, you and I were talking yesterday about some of the late round draft picks by the Florida Panthers, Mackenzie Weegar and Maxime Mammon, that are now regulars and stalwarts on the Panthers roster. Well, will the Panthers be able to find those type of gems here on day two of the NHL draft as we come to you live from the American Airlines Center here in downtown Dallas, where today it was a lot cooler than it was yesterday. It's only 97 degrees in downtown Dallas. Yesterday it was about 105.
Cold front coming through.
That's it. And it was a little cloudy, so that's why we have the a little bit of a balmy and comfortable 97 degrees as we walked into the American Airlines Center here in Dallas. Dallas, beautiful city, and the Dallas Stars, kudos to them as well. They've done a really nice job of hosting this year's event.
So an Ottawa native and Sarah Knoll, the Panthers' second-round draft choice, 34th overall. He is heading our way right now. And, of course, great to have him on the air. We're going to get him on headset right here and get to meet the newest member of the Panthers organization, Sarah Knoll. And, Saren, congratulations.
Thank you
for stopping by. Doug Plagans, Red Deer, Randy Moeller. And, again, just tell us how it feels right now.
You know, I'm at a loss of words right now. I'm just super excited. You know, I have an old teammate, Riley Stillman, who is also drafted by the Panthers, so I'm pretty excited to link up with him. And, it's just a great feeling.
And so you were up in the stands when your name was called. Family members here with you to take in this this event?
Yeah, I had my family and some of my billets from Oshawa, and just a bunch of people out supporting me. And just thanks to everyone who was here and everyone who made this possible.
And you know better than anyone the sacrifices that your family made for you to be able to be picked here in the second round. Talk a little bit about that, your background, even before you got to Oshawa in the Ontario Hockey League.
Yeah, for sure. Just everything my parents have done to sacrifice, you know, those stories of getting up early in the morning and taking us to hockey practice and, you know, the tournaments and all the work.
Where's your hometown?
Ottawa, Ontario.
Oh, you're right from Ottawa. Okay.
I'm from Ottawa, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, just all those tournaments and all those work and work days missed and money. So, yeah, I really appreciate everything they've done.
Did you have any inkling that that it could have been the Panthers potentially, or was it a surprise? What was that feeling like when you saw that it was going to be the Florida Panthers?
Yeah, obviously it was just I was just so super excited. I had no idea. I just came in here not knowing anything, and I'm super glad that it's the Florida Panthers.
Okay, so are you going to be able to attend the development camp this coming week down in South Florida?
Yeah, yes I will.
And again, a power forward, right winger, 6'5", and we could spot you over there, every bit of the 6'5" that you're advertised. You just talk about your game a little bit. You know, they profile you as a power forward.
Yeah, power forward with obviously some skill, and I like to be physical and use my size to my advantage. But I think I bring a level of skill and different type of power forward.
And with your size and your power forward, as you said. Maybe an NHL player that you'd like to play with very similar styles?
I think I play like Blake Wheeler a little bit. I think we're both tall, fast. Yeah. We have skill. I think I'm a little bit more aggressive, but I also bring that physical element. But I think definitely Blake Wheeler.
Sarah Knoll, the 34th overall pick here in the 2018 draft, chosen by the Florida Panthers. And again, we couldn't be happier for you. And again, welcome to the Panthers, and great to meet you, and congratulations here, and thanks for stopping by to see us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate everything.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you next week down in South Florida.
All right, see you then.
All right, thank you.
Sarah Knoll, the newest Florida Panther, and of course, great to get to chat with them. And again, the 34th overall choice by the Florida Panthers here in round two of the draft. So again, great to meet him, Randy, and again, they advertise him at 6'5", and he is certainly 6'5".
He is all of 6'5". My goodness, he's got to be, if not the tallest player that we've seen, these young draft picks that have been picked so far and into today. So good size. You can tell he has got the hockey IQ as well, and looks like he's going to have a great great career ahead of him. And for all you fans that are listening, you'll get a chance to see this big hulking winger with the Panthers development camp at at the Ice Den in Coral Springs, of course, the official practice facility of the Florida Panthers.
So the Panthers, again, getting their draft underway here on day two. With that, I think we may step aside, and we'll come back here very shortly, talk more about Sarah Knoll. We've got some guests that we're running down as well here on day two of the NHL draft, so plenty more to come. Randy mentioned earlier we're hoping to have John Van Beesbrouck join us here at some point over the couple hours. Again, we're running down Max Gildon, who was a Panthers draft choice last year and a Texas native in the building, so hoping to get to chat with him here in a little bit. Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. He's going to stop by here at some point in time. So a busy couple hours here on tap for you, and we're about a quarter of the way into it. So here on day two of the NHL draft in Dallas, Panthers getting busy early on, picking Sarah Knoll, a big right winger from the Oshawa Generals in the Ontario Hockey League. So that's where we are right now. We're going to stop, step aside. We'll come right back to Dallas here in just a moment. Doug Plagans, Red Deer, Randy Moeller. It's our day two draft coverage right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Coverage of the 2018 NHL Draft live from Dallas continues on 560 WQAM. Presented by Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach, your world soccer tournament headquarters where you can watch all the games.
Welcome back here inside American Airlines Center in Dallas. Doug Plagans, Red Deer, Randy Moeller here with you. Day two coverage of the NHL draft. And, of course, we are in full force now going through round two, and the Panthers have made their choice. 34th overall, Sarah Knoll, the newest member of the Panthers organization, a right winger, 6'5" right winger, listed over 200 pounds now. They have him at 209 pounds, according to the Hockey News draft guide. So, again, big power forward, and he said that's the kind of game he plays, has some skill, and he scored 28 goals in 62 games in the Ontario Hockey League last year.
And he comes from an athletic family as well. His father was a star player in the Canadian Football League. He's from the Ottawa area, so pretty good stock right there. And I'm looking forward to seeing him get on skates at the development camp, as they call it, the D camp. It'll take place at the Panthers Ice Den in Coral Springs, so we'll look for that. And then we're expecting John Van Beesbrouck to drop by, of course, the former first goaltender for the Florida Panthers, and took them on that magical ride in their third year in 1996 all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. He's here representing USA Hockey. He just accepted a new position, a very distinguished position with USA Hockey, John Van Beesbrouck. So we're expecting him to drop by, and we'll get him on the air and get his thoughts on his new position. The Panthers' 25th anniversary, where he will be a big part of it. And then as well as the draft, right? Because he knows a lot of these kids, especially some of the kids that now that have gone in the first round and now in the second round of the U.S. development camp.
So the Panthers 34th overall, Sarah Knoll. Just to recap where we are at this stage here, the Panthers last night, Grigory Denisenko in the with the 15th selection in the draft, pick 34, picked Sarah Knoll, and now they won't have a pick until the 6th round as it currently stands. Then they'll have two in the 7th round. Recapping some of what we've had go on here throughout the week, of course, the Panthers earlier this week acquired Mike Hoffman from the San Jose Sharks by way of the Ottawa Senators, and that was a trade that sent the 4th and 5th round choices of the Panthers to San Jose. So part of the reason the Panthers aren't picking now until the 6th round as it currently stands, and of course adding Mike Hoffman to the club over the course of the week, a nice addition for the Panthers there. So the Panthers really gearing up for next season. We've got a schedule for next season as well. The 18-19 season will begin in October, the 25th anniversary season for the Panthers. Thursday, October 11th will be the home opener of the Panthers. They'll play the Columbus Blue Jackets that night. And of course, you can go to FloridaPanthers.com now and start finding out all the information that's available for this upcoming season.
What a busy building as well, the BB&T Center. Of course, that beautiful building out in Western Broward County is always busy, and it'll be busy tomorrow night. That's right, June 24th. as multi-platinum award-winning artists Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train are in concert at the BB&T Center. That's tomorrow night, Sunday night. For tickets, you can get those at Ticketmaster.com or call 954-835-SHOW. And a bunch, besides the Florida Panthers start their 25th anniversary season coming up this fall, there's all kinds of entertainment. Just go on Ticketmaster.com and scroll down. You got Panic at the Disco. That's at the end of July. Monster Jam comes in the middle of August. Shakira is there on August 15th. Def Leppard and Journey. You can pour some sugar on me, Doug, as Def Leppard will be there on August 17th. Paul Simon, Game of Thrones, Phil Collins, Elton John. Doesn't get any better than that. Fleetwood Mac, you can go your own way. How about Pink? She already played a big concert about a month ago at the BB&T Center, and Elton John again. So a lot of great events coming up at the BB&T Center. It's the center of it all. And one guy that's going to be in the center of it all, Doug Plagans, with USA Hockey, as we are very pleased to announce joining us here, one of the original Florida Panthers, in John Van Beesbrouck. Beezer, good to see you. And I know that this is really surreal for you because you're a part of let's first talk about the draft. You yep. know a lot of these kids yep. that are coming through. Now they're getting picked. And what it's like, their families sitting up in the stands and the sacrifices and that. Take us through how excited you are on day two of the NHL draft.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Randy, and it's good to speak to the Panther faithful yeah. once again.
Yeah.
The draft is exciting. It's unpredictable. And, you know, for the U.S. National Development Program, which is our centerpiece in the United States now, a lot of guys coming off the board. Matias Samuelson yep. first in the second round of Buffalo, who's a captain there and a real great athlete, the son of Shell.
Yes.
Who played in Philly for a long time. We played with him a little bit. I mean, I think Moles in New York. Were you there?
No. I played against him. Okay. Wasn't there. Yeah.
But anyway, tall drink of water. And
just like his dad.
But a lot of talented defensemen in mm-hmm. the draft right now. And they're coming off the board because you build from your back end. You know, yesterday, from the U.S. National Development Program, Keandre Miller, mm-hmm. a great athlete. The Rangers went up to pick him. So those are some of the centerpieces, and there's great athletes in the United States, and they're growing.
It's amazing, isn't it, Beezer?
Yeah.
By the time you retired, how far hockey has developed and the development of great hockey players throughout the NHL since that time and where we're sitting here today?
Well, a great example of that is, you know, I have the great privilege now to run our men's national teams and the World yep. Junior team. And our World Junior team will have two teams of players, so 42, going to Kamloops, B.C. for that whole selection process. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't find two teams in, you know, back in the day. I mean, you're knocking on doors.
Yeah.
So we had two teams, plus we have probably two more teams we could have selected. And so the player pool is very rich, and that's your point. It's a rich player pool, and they're coming from all over. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Gothisburg.
Yep.
You got
Texas,
Matthews,
Arizona.
I mean, yeah. we're getting some of the best athletes, too.
Beezer, talk a little bit. We're talking with John Van Beesbrouck here, Assistant Executive Director of Hockey Operations for USA Hockey. For our hockey fans down in South Florida listening on yeah. WQAM,
yeah.
what is that and what does that entail?
Yeah, so my roles is what you're really pertaining to there. I'm in charge of all international hockey, okay? So on the men's side, that's the Olympic.
World Junior,
Olympic, men's, and, you know, anything that has to do with an international event. On the women's side as well, so responsible. And, you know, our Olympic women won the gold medal.
Yep.
So claps and a shout-out to Reagan Carey and her crew and Rob Stauber, who yes. is the coach of that team. And then we have another discipline inside USA Hockey that doesn't get a lot of fanfare but is coming on strong, and that is called sled hockey.
Yes.
A lot of people know it through our Wounded Warriors programs and things like that. But within that discipline, Randy, there's also blind hockey now. I mean, that's one of our new disciplines, and it's the most amazing thing that you'd ever see that, you know, blind people have and disabled blind people have an access to play this wonderful sport. And it's amazing to see the many features and the, you know, just to hear the stories of, you know, blind hockey players being able to get on. I mean, it's amazing. I can't even describe it to you because it's so awesome, yeah, you know, and how they would get to. I know there's a ton of questions. When I say that, then people say, well, how is there a blind hockey player? How could they actually do it? They have this thing worked out. It's a science. You know, the puck beeps, and it's just amazing, and their senses come out. But it's a fantastic way to, you know, have disabled people being able to play this great sport.
I had a number of coaches used to accuse me of being blind while I played hockey, but
yeah, we accuse the whole officiating society of being.
Yeah, John Van Biesbroek here with us and doing great work for USA Hockey and going into this coming season. 18-19 is going to be the 25th anniversary season for the Panthers, and of course, you being an original Panther, hard to believe. 25 years has already passed. What sticks out when you think back to those early days?
Well, there's a lot of things that stick out. One of them is seeing a lot of our colleagues here at the draft and running teams. And
Tommy Fitz.
You know, and the great work that went into that team, which, you know, we had a nice replay because the Vegas Golden Knights went on a bit of a run, and everybody was asking me questions and how it was similar to our 96 run. And the feature that we were all cast-offs and coming together, and that whole we had a purpose to play and all 20 guys brought it every night. There's a lot of similarity too, but those are the things that I think about because they haven't really changed. Even though the game's advanced and it's changed, but when guys come together and put their will to it and everybody shares and gets the credit together, that's what hockey's made of. And that's what I think of those teams when we first started there. That's what built, I think, our fan base. And, you know, when I go back to Florida, I was back there, my mom lives there, and things like that. When I get back to games, I see some of the old fans there. I'm like, man, you're still there. And it's wonderful to see. And after 25 years, the silver anniversary, you know, there's a lot of great things happen. And I you know, to the fans out there, it was a sore loss to lose Mr. Torrey, yeah,
Mr. Huizenga
at the same time. So, you know, it's just credit to those builders of the game. They mean so much to us, you know, and they're what I call custodians of the game. They passed it on, and they carry the torch, and it's just wonderful to see and look forward to the party.
Yeah, and you'll be a big part of it as well, as the Panthers will kick off their 25th season in the National Hockey League. John Van Biesbroek joins us here, Assistant Executive Director of the Hockey Operations. Now, do you have to – is you're based out of Colorado Springs, correct?
No, I'm going to be basing originally out of Plymouth at the U.S. National Development Program's offices there.
Oh, that's good. Then that's close to your Michigan home.
Yep, close
so
to where I'm.
Your lovely wife, Rosalyn, will not have to pack up once again and move to Colorado Springs.
She can stay, as she's well known to our grandkids, as Nan. So Nan will stay around and be there to be able to nanny a lot of the kids.
Oh, that's
wonderful. But the good thing is that, you know, our arena there at USA Arena, formerly known as CompuWare Arena,
yeah,
is a real centerpiece. I mean, they've done a great job of transforming it. There's a little bit of a museum in there, a wall built to the memories and the builders of USA Hockey. You know, our players are having an orientation, the new ones that are coming in, the 02 birth years, believe that, 02's coming in.
We're shocked we see the 2000 birthdays getting drafted here.
And
my shoes I bought in 02 that I'm wearing right now.
But the point is that we see a lot of former players' sons coming through. You know, and when you see, like we just talked about, Matias Samuelson, but there's so many, the Tkachuks,
yeah,
you know, and the legends that of the game and their offspring coming through, and there's more to come. Obviously, you know, the centerpiece coming through next year and likely the first overall pick in next year's draft, Jack Hughes. And I don't know if you've seen him play, but folks, you're gonna not gonna be able to take your eyes off this kid. And he's playing at our rink there every night. So come to USA Arena and come and watch the best athletes in the United States with our U.S. national program. But I'd say this is that, going back to where we started, it's so exciting for me, you know, to be given the privilege to not only oversee all the operations on the hockey side within USA Hockey, but to see, you know, the growth of the game. I mean, it is growing, and it's growing fast on every side of it. You know, it's crazy to see the 8U numbers going through the roof. Yeah. Even down in Florida, the numbers are growing. And a lot of it is credit to the Florida Panthers and the community work that
And the alumni, like yourself. Well, kudos to you, John. I know you've worked hard ever since the day you hung up your pads, and that you've been involved in hockey and the growth. And I know you love seeing these young players and how they've developed and continue to develop. So congratulations on your new role. We will see you down in South Florida in October, and that will be part of the celebration, part of Legacy Saturdays. John Van Biesbroek, and that when the Panthers play their – start their 25th anniversary season. Beezer, all the best. Yep. Love to Roslyn and the kids and the grandkids and that, and good luck with your new position.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks right. very much for being here with us. John Van Biesbroek, original Panther, and again, as we talked about it right there, USA Hockey Assistant Executive Director of Hockey Operations, doing lots of great work for hockey in the United States, and of course was one of the early ambassadors for the game in South Florida when the Panthers came to be back in 1993. So
you see so many, as John mentioned, and I know he could have gone on and on about those early Panther years and the success they had. And look at all the players, the former players are now prominent members of NHL teams, the Mellenbees and the Fitzgeralds, and it goes on and on and on. And of course, Beezer with his new role and that. So congratulations to him.
So, again, big thanks to John Van Biesbroek for stopping by. I think we're going to step away here, and then when we come back, I can see an old friend here who might stop by and chat with
Jorge.
Us. George Richards. It looks like we're going to have him stopping by here shortly. Now covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for the Columbus Post-Dispatch, but, of course, spent a long time at the Miami Herald. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking to George Richards, a South Florida native, now an Ohio. And on the other side of the break, day two draft coverage from Dallas right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.